How do we start?
What do you want to do?
Happy Father's Day!
Happy Father's Day, right. Woo. So Father's Day is next Sunday?
Yeah.
So this will come out just before Father's Day. So if you're not a dad, by the time you listen to this, you have 2 days to kidnap a child and make it your own. So, we're the Problem Solvers. My name is Zach. My middle name is none of your business, and where I live, you can fucking find that on my Grindr page. What's your name and stuff?
My name's Liz.
That's good stuff.
That's all.
I'm Matt.
No.
As usual.
I like when people say, well, if you need any help, I've been Matt. I hate that stuff so much. All right. So why are we talking about Father's Day? Because it is Father's Day. I don't think we need to explain that to you guys. You know how calendars work by now.
Yep.
Yep.
Do other countries celebrate Father's Day? Because we got a lot of...
Probably on different days.
Mm. Yeah.
So to everybody in Spain and Italy, happy Papa's Day. I don't know how any of... I assume everybody just says Papa. I think in India they call him Baba.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So, happy Baba's Day. should we just go right into the episode? Do you guys want to hear a story that happened to me in the
cemetery? Oh, I want to hear a story. Today? We have to.
Oh, yeah. Cemetery stories are the best.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
This one's really good. Happened to me just a couple hours ago. Also, for our listeners, community service will be done next week, so fucking...
Get these stories in while you can.
Yeah, since October to now, I've been doing this shit. But anyway, so today, I'm weed eating around gravestones. Everybody goes to hang out at cemeteries because they look pretty. I'm the guy that makes them look pretty. It takes a long time, and it sucks. It's not fun, but whatever. I put on music, and I just...
Is that why they go there?
Yeah, dude, people are there all day, every day. Walking their dogs, roller skating, playing with kids.
Roller skating.
That's weird. Playing with kids, that's weird.
Super weird, but people do it. And like... Old men, like 70, 80-year-old men, will go there by themselves and just walk around. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like
visiting their friends.
Yeah, visiting your friends. Like, being like, oh, that's going to be the nice place. That's where I'm going to be. Ooh. Like, when you're excited about buying a house and you're like, you drive by and you're like, oh, I can't wait. So, I'm going. And now that I do it on the weekends more so than the week, I see, like, people have events in the cemetery, like, last week, there was people having a picnic and shit, and
that's
I was like,
disgusting.
Yeah, man, weird. It is, it's gorgeous there, so there's, like, I get that, but, like, also, a park? We live right on the Hudson River, like, go by that. Like, don't go by dead people.
Yeah.
But whatever, I don't give a shit. I hang out there all the time. Also, still haven't seen one single big-titted goth. Not one.
That's weird. It's, you're at the wrong cemetery.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. I've been doing this for, like, 6 months. Not a single big-titted goth.
I think you're going at the wrong time of day, though.
Nah. Well, I'll adjust my schedule.
Yeah, see if you can get overnight community service.
Alright, so a couple weeks ago, it was Veterans Day, and I'm doing my thing, I'm mowing the grass and shit, and there's, or not Veterans Day.
It was something
Memorial
else.
Day.
Armed Forces Day. So, there was a whole bunch of, like, little kids that came there with their parents to put flags next to all the, like, servicemen's tombstones, which fucking sucks dick for me, because then I have to try to clean up the grass around the flags and shit. Whatever. That's not what the story's about. But because there were so many people and they were like giving these kids instructions, I just stopped. I turned off my little grass cutting machines and I was like, all right, I'll let them fucking talk. Hmm. Not like I don't have 5,000 graves to clean. And I
so
let them
tough to tell them, put it in the fucking ground.
Yeah,
put the stick in the dirt.
Dude, they were, and this might piss off some of my listeners, but whatever. They were like, remember, you can't let them touch the ground. I was like, you can't let this fucking... They had $5,000 store fucking American flags that were
made in China
by people who were fucking wiping their ass with them, sneezing on them, putting them in boxes. They don't give a shit about it touching the ground.
No.
Why? Who the fuck gives a fuck if a flag touches the ground? Like,
no one.
I drop probably 16 flags a day when I'm doing this because they're all over the cemetery. I hit them, but I pick them back up, and fucking Uncle Sam's ghost hasn't come to fight me yet. Maybe because he's a little punk bitch. But either way.
Or he realizes that rule is just fucking ridiculous.
It is a silly rule.
Yep.
Don't tread on me was about the snake, not the flag. All right. So, anyway. So I stopped mowing. Let these people do their stupid shit. And I got really pissed off because I'm on a very tight schedule. And I'm expected to do X amount of work in this time. So I'm like, all right, fucking go. So this weekend, in the same exact area, right next to where I'm working, a huge group of fucking people come, and they all, like, get out, and they congregate, and they're, like, talking, and, like, putting on matching shirts. I don't know what they were doing.
Matching shirts?
Yeah, they all put on these, like, matching, like, orange shirts. I think they were either orange or pink. They said a bunch of shit on them, but I couldn't read it because I was high out of my mind. On God's love. So I was like, you know what? Fuck these people. Like, I have to get this done. And it was like, I only had a half an hour left to work. So I was like fucking cooking. I was pushing it.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck them. If they need to hear each other, they can go somewhere else. They can move. There's fucking, there's so much room for them to do all this shit.
So many dead people.
So many dead people. And it's not like they were hanging out with one specific dead person. They were just around them all. So I don't stop doing what I'm doing. I can see some of them are getting upset. They're kind of far away, but not like close enough where I'm too loud for them to hear.
You're an inconvenience.
Yeah. So I'm like, whatever. I'm ignoring them. And then I get closer and closer, and I'm cutting grass, and then they just take off as a group, and they walk around in circles around the place. And I was like, all right, whatever, cool.
Fucking weird.
So then they come back to where I am, even closer now. Like, I have a very visible area where I'm working, and they get even closer. And I was like, you know what? Fuck them. I turn it up because I'm like, get the fuck away from me. And I see someone like covering their ears and running away. And I was like, it's not that loud.
Yeah.
So then my weed eater runs out of gas. So I turn it off to go fill it up. And I don't know if the whole group was this way, but the people covering their ears were Down syndrome people. Or like autistic people or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they were doing some, I don't know if it was like a charity walk or something. They all didn't have mental illnesses that visibly.
Yeah, how would they have gotten there?
But the majority of them that were very upset by me like shooting rocks and dirt at them were obviously visibly handicapped.
Oh my god. Man.
And I was like, whoops. I had no idea how to feel, but
out of all the terrible things you've done in life, that's not even, like, top 10.
Yeah, because it was completely accidental. Like, if I would have known that they were mentally handicapped, I would have thrown stuff at them.
Honestly, even if it wasn't accidental, still not top 10.
Mm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my morning.
Sounds wonderful.
You're terrible.
Can't wait to do it all again tomorrow. Oh. See what differently abled people end up in my clutches. So, all right, episode time. We are not solving real problems. We got some paternal problems.
Story of my life.
Paternal problems is the fancy way of saying daddy issues,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, why now?
Paternal complications. you know, and this is like one of the times like when we had like a black friend on an episode and like a simp on an episode. We have a dad. So we're like even better. Oh,
and we got a daddy.
Yeah. I forgot. Josh Jenkins wanted to be on a
thought about that
day.
Like way too late.
I just remembered. Josh J, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I celebrate your fatherhood. This one's for you. Matt's no replacement, but he's doing his best.
Do my best.
And he'll
to raise Zach.
You're doing a terrible job.
He'll go home and beat his children to show that you're a better father, I guess. I don't know.
That's a guarantee.
That's Matt Schumacher guarantee. So, Liz had an idea for the episode. What's that, Liz?
I tried to look up sugar daddy, sugar baby problems, but there's actually not that many. So I only have one. All of them are living wonderful lives. There's no problems. And honestly, with that kind of money, I can see that.
So this is just like rich older guys with little girls that hang out with them.
Yeah, and sometimes touch their penises, gotcha. As I learned while I was doing a deep dive.
So, the way that I figured we would go, since you didn't do too much besides
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, I tried. I just got busy.
Is that... Well, I have a couple ideas for the fathers out there. We're starting with the daddies out there. And I'm gonna ask you guys some questions about... Well, this portion I'm not asking questions. This is the educational section.
Okay.
Where I'm gonna teach you guys all about the daddy dom little girl relationship. So
I'm ready. Concerned but ready.
Now it's called DDLG, obviously.
Duh.
And a daddy doesn't have to be a man. And a little girl doesn't have to be a girl. No, it's confusing.
Not in 2021.
No, man. You could have a daddy dom little girl relationship with a fucking air fryer.
Squirrel.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All okay. Right.
So, in its core, DDLG is a kinky age play role play between two consenting adults and is a close cousin to BDSM. Now, this is what I'm... This is Pride Month. A. This is 2021. I'm sick of living by the restrictions of consenting adults. Like, come on. Let's grow up. It's one love.
10 out of 10, don't recommend.
It's one love. Who draws the line that says when love
stops? Do you not have enough felonies?
I haven't gotten a third strike yet.
Okay. Well, keep that in mind.
They put consenting adults in bold print, too. So.
Because they don't want any more felonies either.
They say it like 6 times.
Yeah.
I'll read their exact words. DDLG at its core is kinky age play role play between two consenting adults and its close cousin to BDSM. DDLG has nothing to do with incest. It's play between two consenting adults.
Mm-hmm.
Next sentence. Play, period. Consent, period. Adults, period. So I guess I'm on the outs of this. I'm sorry if my kinks are a little too taboo for you, the internet.
This was probably written in 2019, though, so you're...
Yeah. That's true.
It's probably outdated by now.
Shit changes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, DDLG has a lot of different shades, from the most hardcore to the most vanilla. So, it's got a little something for everybody. The Daddy Dom plays the role of a caregiver, the one that dominates and disciplines the little. I like that they call it a little.
Wow.
This is great. The little girl takes the role of the childlike, sweet girl and regresses in the age. The age can vary from baby who wears diapers or a young teenager. So, I'm listening.
Okay.
Little girl submissive. We figure that they can be silly, bratty, want to cuddle, play with toys, follow the rules, break them, be punished, and so on.
Mm,
tasty. And the whole thing is the little gives control to the daddy. But DDLG doesn't have to be sexual and oftentimes creates an extra excitement and arousal, which leads to more sexual or passionate sex later on. Woo! All right. So we're going to break it down into 3 types of daddies. Where did that go? So these are your 3 types of daddies. Matt, as a real daddy, let me know which category you fall into.
Yep.
We have the vanilla daddy. It's where you don't involve any sexuality in the role play, but just stick to the caregiver and little relationship.
Yep, I'm that one.
No, you didn't let me finish, man.
I'm pretty certain I'm that one. If I'm another one, I'll fucking eat my hat.
Well, then.
You're not wearing a hat, so how does that work?
I'll find one.
Don't
There's
touch
one
mine.
Right here.
Don't
There's a touch. Zach's hat.
It's tasty, too.
Looks right. Like beef jerky.
So you can be a kinky daddy. It's where you play out daddy and his little princess's fantasies. Daddy takes care of his little princess, but this has made me so uncomfortable knowing that people, Matt included, my friends, have daughters. So saying things like daddy, little princess makes me want to fucking throw up, but I'm going to do it.
It's terrible.
I'm going to do it for the show.
You got to do it.
You've said worse. How is this?
I don't know, because I'm thinking about gross things now. Like, you know, throwing stuff at mentally handicapped people, MBD, like dealing with human shit. Fucking dead bodies, all the stuff I talk about, MBD. But sexy ass little girlies? Gross!
No, you're right. I get it.
It is rough.
Alright, so the daddy takes care of his little princess, but sometimes princess is a little brat, and she requires some punishment, which leads to fun erotic foreplay. You cringing? I'm cringing!
Keep going, get it over with.
Alright, we got it's one like more. That is the hardcore BDSM master slave play. Master's mistress play, even. The master or mistress takes complete control over the life of his slave, responsibilities, and decisions. This is the most hardcore power play that can add incredible novelty in your life. But the bases are the same. It's all about polarity, dominant and submissive energy. So, like, my parents were kind of hardcore daddies to me then. They didn't let me do anything.
Okay.
I just listened to a podcast about a guy that would, like, lure people under that premise of being like a slave and living in a dog cage and stuff, and then you would really kill him. You just
was that a Canadian guy?
Probably. There's a lot of Canadian ones.
I I think I've listened to stuff about that too.
If Canada's violence record is accurate, then like six people are responsible for like 90% of the murders in Canada because they had some crazy ass serial killers up there. Yeah,
they really did. God bless them. Oh, Canada.
Stay.
So, you guys feel pretty well versed in the daddy little girl?
Yep.
All right, so then I'm going to give each one of you a chance to guess the acronyms that you need to familiarize yourself if you want to be a deity or a little girl. Because either one of you could be either. I'm looking at Matt like he's my little princess right now.
Yeah, I mean, I do have the tiara on. So,
what do you think the ABDL relationship is? ABDL, like it's AB/DL.
Definitely Daddy Long Legs is in there.
So you think it's something, something Daddy Long Legs. You ever see that joke?
Arachno like, bitches, Daddy Long Legs.
So it's all about spiders.
Yeah, it's all spiders. All about, I assume I'm right.
That's your guess? Matt, you got
it. Dad, to kill spiders with newspaper. Okay.
I wish it was, baby.
What is it?
ABDL. All about Daddy Long Legs. Or whatever she said.
Yep. Arachno bitches and Daddy Legs.
I don't know. I think it's all butt dog lickers.
Ooh.
That's not bad. That's got to be it.
From the story, I know at least Liz and I have been there from the stories we told on the show. I'm sure you've gotten your butt licked by a dog before. I've seen the size of your dog's tongue, so.
Pretty protective. But.
So the ABDL, although both of you have great answers, it is the adult baby diaper lover.
I hate it.
So. The first sentence is, it's super popular.
No.
Because nothing puts one in a helplessness state more than an adult diaper. So, there you go. Dynamic is the same as DDLG, which is, what was that? Oh, daddy, dominant daddy little girl thing. Yeah. Just ABDL play always starts with the diaper being worn. Wow.
No, not about that life.
That's the worst thing I can imagine.
This one's life. This one's refreshing after the ABDL. Okay. We got the CGL.
Christian girl something.
Crazy God lovers.
We're real Jesus-y today.
This is the caregiver / little. This is the innocent one.
Okay. So we were close, because caregivers are always hella religious.
Caregivers dominant, much like a religious parent, like a daddy dom, the dominatrix. Mommy dommy, as they're called.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really good. And the little is like a little punk bitch.
Okay. Am I a little then? Because I am a little punk bitch.
You are a little punk bitch. Mm-hmm. These aren't acronyms anymore. These are just examples. Little space is a term used to describe the mindset that the little enters when she thinks and acts younger than she is. Oh my god.
Oh man, these people are crazy.
They are.
That's sorry. So extra.
Yeah. Like, alright guys, we're about to fuck. Hold on, let me get in my little space. I just poopied. Now I'm in my little space. Oh, you know, when I fuck up at work now, I'm going to be like, don't kink shame me. I was in my little space when I was trying to do this project.
We're not kink-shaming, by the way.
Yeah, you can't expect a little BB like me to work the spreadsheets. I mean, pee-pee. Fire me now, bitch. Well, apparently you can do a BDSM switch in which the roles are switched to MDLB, Mommy Dommy Little Boy.
Mm. I hate that.
MDLG, Mommy Dommy Little Girl.
Hate that even more.
And then, ooh, my favorite so far, the DDLB, Daddy Dommy Little Boy. That's where I'm at.
I was going to say that to you.
I'm both of them when I masturbate. Yeah. I'm all over the place.
Oh, my God.
DNS is an easy one that it's Dom and Sub, but that's not even fun to guess. But we need some more fun acronyms. Where we at? That's it. So now that we know the
culture.
Oh my god. Now that you guys know what it takes to be either a mommy dommy like Liz or a little boy like Matt, I'm gonna give you guys each, we're gonna do them separately.
Okay.
Or maybe together. I don't know, however we wanna do it. This is a quiz that'll tell you if you're ready to be a parent in 3 minutes. And I'm excited about this because Matt is already a 2-time parent.
Yeah.
But who knows if he's ready or not?
Probably not.
Same.
All right. Do you have a full-time job or career?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
How often do you see your family doctor? The options are, I haven't seen my doctor in years, or I have a checkup every year.
Checkup every year.
I went to the doctor today, but that's not a regular thing.
You're at the doctor a lot.
Yeah, but not for health check. I see my doctor every week.
You
just go there
because you like him.
I see my doctor every week. Top that, bitch.
What are your thoughts on adoption? There's four choices here. I think it's great, but I want kids of my own. I think everyone should adopt. I would never adopt, but I'm all for it. I would love to adopt a child one day. These are all very positive.
The bottom one. I'm the bottom one.
I would love to adopt a child one day?
Yeah, because I don't want my own.
If I was rich, I would adopt kids. So I guess that...
All right.
I don't want it anymore unless I have to take... Like, if I don't have to take full care of the next one, if I could pay somebody else to do a lot of this stuff...
Got a daughter. She's a built-in babysitter.
Yeah, it's true. She's getting there.
That's what my parents did. Like, the second my older sister was, like... 10. They were like, oh, double digits. Peace, we're going to the bar. Here's spaghetti.
I was just talking about that the other day. I don't know when the right time is. Like,
how old is she?
11.
I was 12 when I started babysitting other people, like outside of my family, because I have no younger siblings. I was 12.
Yeah.
My neighbor was 2.
12 seems reasonable.
I don't know. For a 2-year-old, I'd be very sketched out by that. My nephew's 12, and like, he can't finish a sentence without going, and I'm like, shut, fucking think about your sentence before you open your stupid mouth.
He shares genetics with you, though?
No. I mean, yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, then. This is why I started babysitting at 12.
What are you talking about? I could have babysat at 12. I was fucking building cars at 12, kind of, helping. But, like, I wasn't holding a fucking dumb dumb. I don't know. Well, all I'm saying is 12 is young. 12 is young, all right?
12 is fine for your daughter. I've met her. She's wonderful. All
right. Do you like to share? Sharing is caring, or I hate sharing?
I hate sharing.
Sharing is caring, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, like, it depends. What am I sharing? I'm not sharing food, but that's also because I eat spicy food, and you can't give a baby spicy food.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to split this into two.
But if we're talking about sharing snacks... Also not going to happen.
Yeah, so...
I guess if we're talking about sharing, like, responsibility, yes, I will share that.
Too late. You're already in.
Okay, wonderful. I assume it's because I love to share.
I'm happy I'm not taking this test, because the next question says, how do you feel emotionally? 1.
Not well.
I have a good head on my shoulders. 2. Some days are better than others. 3. I'm emotional, but rational. 4. I just can't deal sometimes. I thought it was meant, like, how to... Because I would say, I feel nothing.
Oh, man.
So, good head on my shoulders, some days are better than others, I'm emotional but rational, or I just can't deal.
Emotional but rational.
I guess it's a 2 for me, but...
Some days are better than others.
Everybody's got their 4s. You can't deal.
Sometimes you just can't deal, that's true. Alright, what age group do you belong to? 20 to 24, 20 or younger, 25 to 29, 30 to 36?
30 to 36.
Boom.
Over 36.
You're over 36?
Yeah, I'm 37.
When the fuck did you turn 37?
April, on the 17th.
I thought you turned 30. Oh, yeah, I guess that means I'm going to be 37. Yeah,
you are.
Soon.
Shiz!
It's crazy. I'm so old.
Definitely ready to have a kid.
My knees started hurting the next day.
Oof. Alright, have you ever babysat before? Yes, both of you have.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just told me. Okay, next. Question 8. I think it was only 8 questions. I don't know. We'll see. Are you financially prepared to have children? I sure am, or I'm in debt.
I am.
I'm in debt.
Doesn't mean I want to share my money, but I am.
You're financially ready, and Matt, who has 2 kids, is in debt.
I got a mortgage.
Well, he's in debt because of the kids.
Yeah.
What is your current living situation? I live with my parents or alone. Why are those two together? I live with my parents or alone.
That is crazy.
I live with my partner. Like, you can't separate those things have to be separate. I mean,
just made single moms an entirely different category from parents.
Yeah, all right, here's a question for you. Do you like having sex and stabbing? I don't know. All right, so I'm gonna put both of you as live with your partner, because you live with your wife, you live with Ernesto.
Irony. He's my partner for yard work, but...
Yeah. Have you ever talked to your parent or partner about how you'd want to raise your child? Yes, we see eye to eye. Yes, we disagree on some things. No, we haven't spoken about it. Yes, but we can easily compromise.
We just started talking about it like 2 days ago, 11 years after it started. Okay. So one, yeah.
You guys see
eye to eye? Luckily, we agreed on everything.
What were the options again? Well, wait, no. So I don't, if I were to have children, I wouldn't want a partner because I don't like people enough to settle down with one person. So how would I answer that?
Well, do you always agree with yourself?
Yeah, I'm always right. So even if I change my mind from what I originally thought, I'm now right again.
All
right,
then. You see eye.
Fuck yeah.
You see eye to swollen, disgusting eye.
Fuck off. I do look like Quasimodo.
Do kids annoy you? They're the worst, or sometimes, but it'll be different with my kids.
No, it won't. Those are
the only two options?
Those are the only two.
Okay, then sometimes, but it'll be different, because, like, I need more options, but that'll have to do.
Yeah,
are you only saying that because you have kids? Are you trying to be a good guy?
No, they're annoying sometimes, for sure.
Because I feel like you could have kids and still say they're the worst. Do you or your partner have health benefits? Simple yes or no?
Yes.
No. And I only don't have it because I don't want to have it. But if I had a child, I'd be smarter. So no, the answer is still no.
What is your relationship status? I'll answer for you guys. Matt is married and Liz is there extra single? No, just regular single,
I guess. Fuck off with yourself. You're the worst person.
Do you smoke or drink every day?
Heavily. Oh, well, is it smoke or drink every day? Because I smoke every day, but I don't drink every day.
If you're going to say you smoke every day, you have to say it
like smoke weed every day.
Thank you. And, all right, yeah. So yes to both of you.
It's a big yes.
How does pleasure affect your mood? I break super easily. Oh, pressure.
Oh, thank I was God. Like, pleasure. Oh, sorry. Sexy.
I'm trying to scroll
you're
through
not
two
ready
windows
to be a dad.
At the same time.
Makes me homicidal every time I feel pleasure.
How does pressure affect your mood? I break super easily. I snap at people when under pressure. There's nothing too big for me to handle. I do best when under pressure.
I do best when under pressure. Under pressure.
Three, I guess.
Okay. There's nothing too big for me to handle?
Most of the time.
Ding, ding, ding.
Except for... maybe. It's not really under pressure. I just don't handle stuff sometimes.
All right. Would your family members help you out at all?
My mom is dying to be a grandmother, so yeah. She would literally raise it for me if I just popped it out and handed it to her.
That was pretty much the entire... And it says, yes, they can't wait for me to have kids. It's all excited, just like you just said.
Oh, my God. She's dying.
So, yes, they can't wait for me to have kids, or I don't think they would, Matt.
Yes.
They helping?
They do. They're pretty good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
How does becoming a parent make you feel? It makes me feel excited and happy, or it makes me feel nervous and scarred?
One. I was pretty excited.
Okay.
What was the other one? I'm the other one.
Okay, you're nervous and scarred.
Yeah, scared or scarred?
Scarred.
Oh, okay, scared.
Super
got
scarred.
It. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say scared, but I also, I mean, whatever. If that's the only option, let's go for it.
Matt, do you think your partner would be a good parent? Yeah, she's going to be the best.
She's going to listen to this.
Sometimes I'm not too sure.
Yes.
Does she listen?
Wonderful.
Sometimes.
If you wink, I'll click no. And your partner, you're not too sure. I'm gonna
not too sure. Yeah. Not too sure about that one.
How long have you been seriously thinking about having children? For over a year, or just thought of it now?
Literally thought of it now, just for this quiz.
I thought of it like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you already had children. 11?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you just now.
Yeah, I didn't think about that one.
Do you own any dangerous pets? I have pets, but they're friendly AF. I don't have any animals. I have lots of animals. My pets could be a problem.
I have my pets friendly AF. Y'all have met her.
Yep, me too. Yep. Unless you consider accidental kick to the nuts to be
sounds like
aggressive.
A good time to me.
That happens a lot.
All right, what is your highest level of education? High school. I never finished high school, college or university, or middle school.
Do they have a trade school option?
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
school of hard knocks.
Also, I never finished high school and middle school. Wouldn't that be the same answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So put the college one, because I'm considering that to be a trade school option.
Yeah, it says college or university, I guess
you yeah, can. Yeah, I went to the University of Dog Grooming.
I finished high school 2 months late.
So proud of you.
But you done did it.
You did it. That's all that matters.
What would you do if your kid drew all over your expensive couch?
I would not have an expensive couch.
Yeah, that's a weird... All right. What would you do if your kid drew all over something cool that you had? Would you totally freak out? Would you yell at them? Would you never leave them alone with markers again? Or would you calmly explain to them that markers are for paper only?
So it depends. If they did a dope drawing and increased the value of whatever it was, no problem. Just tell them, hey, maybe ask next time. But... if they were a terrible artist, I would just send them to art school and get them the fuck out of my hair and then have to obviously clean my cool item.
So, out of those four answers that I just said, what were the four answers I already forgot? Which one would you pick?
D, all of the above.
That's not what D was.
What was the...
I would totally freak out. I would yell at them. I would never leave them alone with markers again. Or I would calmly explain to them that markers are for paper only.
I don't agree that they're for paper only, though.
Two, probably.
You'd yell at them?
Yeah.
I think I would do the, like, not leave them with markers again, even though I don't agree with any of those.
You would stifle their creativity for the rest of their lives? Too late, you're locked in.
I would just not. I don't know. That's confusing. I don't like any of those options.
How demanding is your job? Super demanding? Or my work will never get in the way of my personal life?
Two. That's the only two options?
Yeah.
I guess two? I mean, it's demanding, but I also bring children. Like, when I babysit, my nephew comes with me. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really get in the way of my personal life because I just bring it with me to work.
How would you...
just not go.
Yeah, all right. That's how I feel about most jobs.
Oh, like, he has fun, though. Yeah. I have dogs in the shop.
Oh, you can't give me my kid's birthday off? Well, then, I'm sick.
Yep.
What are you going to do about it? Fire me? I don't give a fuck. I got a baby.
I got the Rona, bro.
Deal with it. Oh, yeah, Ron yeah, gives you an excuse to get out of
that. They can't question that shit.
How would you discipline your child? I would always treat them like an adult and give them a reasonable punishment. Although, as an adult, there are punishments that aren't reasonable, but whatever. All right. Or, I would take away all of their favorite things and ground them.
I'm sorry, what were the options again?
I would treat them as an adult and give them a reasonable punishment.
I would do that because I'm not going to ground them. That didn't work for me. I was a terrible child, and I still got grounded all the time.
My parents beat the shit out of me, and that worked. I didn't do the
things.
Did
it, though?
I mean, not for my adult life, but in my child life, I didn't do anything wrong after. I got the shit knocked out of me a couple times, and I was like, I will stop.
I'll just save it all up for when I'm 21.
Save it all up, let it explode out.
And... unleash a thousand bad things.
I got grounded all the time, and I just found better ways to get around things. So, yeah, my poor mother, she never needs to know half the shit.
Would you spoil your child? A, I would give them everything I never had. I would spoil the heck out of them. That's B. C, I would give them what they need, but not always what they want. Or D, I would spoil them with knowledge and compassion.
What they need, not always what they want.
Not D for me. I guess it's I'm a B-C hybrid. So whichever one.
Spoil the heck out of them, give them what they need, but not what they want.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna give you spoil the heck out of there because like you brought him to Disney.
Well, so that's the problem is I grew up spoiled. I never wanted for anything, and I turned out terrible, awful. I feel like I don't know how to do basic life things because it was just like, oh, here's a new toy to play with instead. Here's a new video game system to play with instead of actually like stuff.
Well, you guys. You're both ready to be parents.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
From what we gather, any kid would be lucky to have either of you as a parent.
Boom.
Who wants to impregnate me? No one. Literally no one. Please don't.
And if you guys got a minute, I could tell you which Muppet you would be.
Yes! Right, is it Muppet Babies?
No. Okay. These are real life guys.
Okay, all right, I'm ready. I do care. I still want to know.
It's a hard slice for me because, like, I feel like the kids, like, the people that are a little bit older than us were the real Muppet.
Yeah.
People because, you know, that was a little bit more of the 80s, 70s genre. And we grew up with the Muppet Babies. They make your dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But once I got older and I started getting like watching the old Muppets are way funnier and way cooler.
Oh, so
good. So I'm like, I think I'm a Muppet leaner. I like
same. I like the Muppet Babies because they're cute.
Yeah.
But actual Muppets are much better.
I also like that you could never see the mom's face. Yeah. So that I would always just imprint the image of my non-loving mother in there and pretend that she was loving me through the through the television.
This got really gross and sad. Sorry about your bad life.
I know. She's my dummy mommy. I'm a little baby.
Oh, my God. I hate you're it,
you're a Fonzie all day.
Yes. All right. So, Liz?
Yes.
Fonzie. I'm sorry. I know. Fonzie.
I heard that. That's I was confused.
That's weird.
Give us, drop some knowledge on us.
Okay.
What's your daddy issue? What would we call it? Patriarchal something? I don't remember.
Paternal complication.
A paternal complication.
I don't want to talk about, I don't have daddy issues. I'm normal.
I meant the question you.
Oh. The only question that I found that was remotely entertaining was, should I get my sugar daddy a Father's Day present or is that weird?
I think that would better your...
Appropriate.
Yeah, I think that would better your sugar daddy fucked up little bang your daughter relationship. I think that'd be perfect.
Yep.
Like, if you got your sugar deity a mug that said world's best daddy, that dude would fucking... He would be like, I'm buying you a Lambo now.
Yeah. It's his money anyway, so what do you care?
You're gonna buy him a present with some money.
I had an opportunity when I lived in Orlando to have a sugar daddy, and I'm very upset that I turned it down because my ex would have been uncomfortable with it. But we're not together anymore, and where am I?
I don't understand where... Like, alright, it's not that I don't understand. It's that I'm so angry that there are not more sugar mamas. Because there's nothing I wouldn't do if a lady was like, hey...
Same.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you money and put you in a nice house and like shit like that. If she was like, I want to watch you eat my dookie, little baby, I'd be like, little baby loves your dookie, mommy. I love your dookie so good, mommy. But shit like that doesn't exist.
No.
Nobody wants pictures of my feet.
It was such an... Well, I do a lot of that. But this was the most organic, like, meet a sugar daddy thing ever. And I turned it down because my ex would have been uncomfortable with it.
I also hope that the guy who propositioned you talked like a Louisiana, like, 1800s attorney.
Oh, he had such a southern draw. It was so funny.
What I'm going to do for you is give you $200.
He had a cute southern draw, and he had an Aston Martin, so, like, yeah.
That's a dog breed, right?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Yeah.
They're the ones with the really long coats and the long noses.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all.
I say K-bye.
K-bye.
Oh, wait, shit. Don't say K-bye.
Wait,
say all the things.
Wait, am I a Muppet?
Oh. I didn't really do the Muppet test.
Damn it. I'll do it later by myself. So, you can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us. I'm not done talking.
Before you start it, instead of saying you can find us, you should say it like Nelly says it. You can find me. Say it like that.
No.
The people want it. I just got an email about it. Butterbean wants it.
None of our
Butterbean wants it.
Oh, Butterbean had a question. Should we Butterbean? Answer it now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, hold on. I never wrote it back.
When you edit, cut out all this stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, Butterbean.
It doesn't look like we forgot him.
I totally didn't forget. Oh, God. He also sent me a video. What? Ugh.
I hope it's the one of him playing piano naked. That's my favorite video.
It is not. It's something. It's like a video that not from him. Okay, hold on. He says, I have an inquiry. I keep seeing chicks rocking the messy top bun, some with the undercut, some just the top bun.
That's a good question already.
Yeah. Is that secret girl code for, like, who clam jams, or is it just the Vogue style?
I don't think you can say clam jam during Pride Month.
I just said it.
I mean, I don't think Butterbean can.
Oh, I can say it whenever I want.
Yeah.
So, as someone who jams with the clam... I don't know. I don't think... I know a handful of people that have it that don't jam with the clam.
Yeah, I think it's more like a granola girl thing, I feel like.
Yeah, I also think... So, my friend did it because she has very thick hair and it gets super hot. So, it's a nice cool... It's like air conditioner for your neck.
Mm.
But no Butterbean, to answer your question. Yeah, they don't all jam with the clam.
Step out of your sexual stereotypes, you big fart.
I think he's asking because he probably thinks a girl who has that is attractive, but is like, is she going to fuck me or my sister?
I have a great idea for an episode.
Oh my God, what?
We should set it up next week. We get three girls to come on and Butterbean, and we just do the dating game.
Okay, I'm down.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Do we know three girls?
I know you and my mommy and my
sister. You have a sister? There we go, three girls.
I don't want my mom on. She's a.
You have two sisters.
That's true.
There's three women right there.
We could do it with my two sisters.
It's an awesome idea.
I think we should start setting this up now.
Okay.
All right, now, K, bye.
K, bye. Oh, wait, you can find us on.
Oh, I already stopped recording. No, I'm just joking.
You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. We also have an email, problemsolvers4e@gmail.com. Write us your problems. Thanks, because otherwise you're going to have to listen to this bullshit all the time. Okay, bye!
Top world spinning like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type, planned along ballers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem solvers. Yo, Zach keeps the team intact, the beacon out in the dark. Tony Stark ready on the attack. He don't relax, he got the studio packed with three bombs, two girls, microphone, and a serious track. Hailing from the dark side, a dog's riding cross lines. Show the real from the whack, call that bar apartheid. Search for truth. But we know where our heart lies. Catches out in murky waters where all the sharks die. The Doom Walker, Schumacher, smooth talking, mass fits, nuances. He honest, beyond us, rewind us. He Honda the way the truth slaps. Now to do that, just to prove that. Yeah, the altar every day, bring it to the boom bap. My boy M always stay telling the truth. Like when diverse attorneys gotta split up your loot. Like when I conjure up storms when I'm up in the booth. Yeah, we slightly out the norm and we coming like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type for analog ballers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem. Live demeanor like the goddess Athena. Guarantee you can't reach it. Give you the secret lair, jet and a visa. Get the stats right, flash bright, smoothing your speakers. Cause in the past life or half life, get whistle the creatures. You better pack light, act right, save her a sound bite. She be talking overhead just like stalactites.